Welcome to the Align Business Podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Kerslake, CEO of personal branding agency, Pinegate Road, and business coach to online service providers, coaches, and educators. I know that you believe that living a great life is so much more than the business that you lead or the money that you make. Each week, we'll dive into what it actually takes to live an aligned life with a business that supports it. Let's do this. This show is brought to you by the Align Business Academy. Are you so ready to go all in with your online business and hit six figures this year in a way that feels fulfilling and true to you? Apply now for the Align Business Academy. This is our signature program that helps you scale your online business with one-on-one and community support, a framework for learning all things online business, and a proprietary three-part system for scaling while working way less than you are now. Say hello to more freedom, income, and impact. Apply now at pinegateroad.com/academy. That's pinegateroad.com/academy. Hey there, I hope you are having a wonderful day. I am so excited to have you here today, spending time with me on this podcast. I have a very special guest on the show today. Her name is Alyssa, and she is a former Aligned Business student, and she is a brand designer, brand strategist. She has made incredible moves over the past year plus since we started working together. And I just wanted to bring her on because her journey has been incredible. She started as a virtual assistant, being a freelancer, really kind of making money to like get by in her life. And she really was able to get serious about who she wanted to become. And she literally went all in. And I think that her story is just incredible because sometimes we can be at these spots in our lives where we are wanting to make a change, right? Like we have this like bigger future vision for ourselves, but it doesn't seem quite possible. We are afraid of making, whether it's the financial investment, the time investment, the energy investment in our future selves, because it feels hard. It feels like things might not work out. And the thing is this is kind of a story of like you skipping past that fear, not skipping past it, but definitely like embracing it and choosing your future self over the fear and the uncertainty of the right now. And what amazing things can happen as you start to lean into that and as you start to take decision after decision into becoming your future self. Alyssa is such a rock star at choosing her future self over and over and over again. And I wanted to bring her on to share her story and her transformation that has happened over the past year and a half. It's incredible, and I can't wait for her to share all about it and for us to have this interview. So thank you so much for joining us, and we're going to get started. Welcome, Alyssa. I'm so excited to have you here today.
Thank you, Kelsey. I am so excited to be here. You don't even know.
So for those of you who don't know Alyssa, I don't even know how you came into my life exactly, but you were one of the original Align Business Academy students, mm-hmm. and you have had such an incredible journey since that first conversation that we ever had. And it has been a year and a half since you joined, and some mm-hmm. cool things have happened. And I really wanted to have you on and just share the journey that you have been on, because where you were when we started, it was one of the most incredible like leaps of faith that I think I have seen into fully believing in yourself, your abilities, making this dream life happen. And what you're doing now is like literally what you put down on our paper during the retreat day, January 2020. So it's pretty cool to see this journey.
Super crazy. Yeah.
So I wanted to have you on just to share about this. Share for anybody who's like maybe in this place where they're like, oh, that dream life, it's not possible for me. Like I shouldn't even be dreaming about it. And show what is actually possible when you're like, I'm going to give in to that 1% of me that does believe it's possible and make this happen. So, why don't you introduce yourself, share a little bit about your business, and then also kind of just share where you were when, you know, that January 2020. What was going on in your life?
Yeah, it's crazy how much has happened in this amount of time, right? It really is a totally different world that we live in now in so many ways. But yeah, so thank you again for having me. My name is Alyssa and I am a brand strategist and designer. I have a boutique agency, I guess we'll call it right now. It's always changing, always kind of trying to figure out, you know, where we're at, what step we're taking next. But I really, yeah, I have known you for a year and a half. I think I stumbled upon you on Instagram. I think like most people do. And I was in a position where I had been freelancing when we met for, I think, about a year. Full disclosure, I was fired from my job, my cushy corporate job in New York, where I wasn't really happy, but I was in my early 20s and just doing the thing. I had graduated from college, had kind of that crisis of, I don't know really what I'm doing after I graduate. And just kind of started taking jobs and doing the corporate 9-to-5 thing, which is, you know, what we're told that we're supposed to do. Knowing that it really wasn't ever for me, I think I have always kind of struggled feeling like I've finding my place, finding my comfort zone, my sweet spot, especially within school and within jobs. And I knew that the corporate life wasn't really for me, but, you know, that was for a different time. That was for a different day. Someday, I think, as I was reflecting on our time together, and as you mentioned, that future version of myself, that is really where things kind of started for me. When I met you and signed on for the Align Business Academy, I can't even tell you, I remember telling you this also, I don't know how much money I was making monthly or annually. Embarrassingly to say right now, I don't know how many hours of work of a week I was working. I can tell you it was a lot, at least probably 40 to 60 as a freelancer. I was working for multiple agencies, just truly that definition of freelancing, getting work wherever I can take it, really trying to hone my craft. I am not, I didn't go to school for design. This has always been just a fun, creative thing for me. And I realized that I really loved it and could maybe take the business skills that I had learned in school, pair it with a hobby that I loved, and do this full time. So as I was freelancing, I constantly just felt that the wheels were spinning, but I wasn't really getting anywhere. I think in my life and my goals and my dreams, it was just really like next paycheck to paycheck, because, you know, when you're fired from a job, and I used to have so much shame around that, but I don't anymore because it wasn't right for me. And that fully propelled me into my future. So I've worked through that, but, you know, was really focusing on the day-to-day. How am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to make that next payment, those meals, all of those things, the spaghetti shoestring budget that you talk about, right? That's where I was at. There wasn't a ton of direction or planning for the future. It was just really in the moment, working as much as possible on other people's timelines. You know, I was so grateful for the work and so grateful to be able to be living my life this way. But it was really hard and really intense. I think I really, if I look at that time of my life, I was living on other people's timelines, other people's schedules and agendas, and even finances and budgets. You know, it was just taking work where I could get it. So I'm really grateful that for that season that I also learned how to work really hard and really hustle. But it's also a place that I look back and know that I won't go back to. You know, there's a season for everything. And that was the season for me to learn and grow and hustle and figure it out. But it was just a great springboard to say, okay, that was then. And now we're going to move forward with my life and my dreams. So mm-hmm. I think kind of fast forwarding to the point that we met, I knew that this lifestyle wasn't really working, but I didn't know how to get out of it or what was next or how to really kind of move to that next place in life and business. So it was an amazing, timing and moment and destiny and whatever you want to say, that we met. And I had mentioned it a little bit earlier when I was starting out, when you work with Kelsey, listeners, Kelsey, or if you see her on Instagram, talks a lot about this future you, this future version of you. If you listen to her podcast, which I do, I know she talks about it all the time. And I love that she even implements this for herself. Sorry, Kelsey, I'm speaking as if you're not here.
Yes.
but you really do. And I love kind of, that was such a new kind of idea and concept to me. And I remember when we had that first retreat day, we went through the future you meditation, and it was early in the morning. I knew we had this whole day of planning ahead of us. I was excited and nervous, and I had just met you. I had just met everybody, you know, all of the other students. And it was one of the most life-changing, vulnerable moments that I've really ever had. And I almost, you know, I get emotional thinking about it and reflecting on it, because for the first time, I asked myself what I had wanted. And that was just so new. And it's so crazy even thinking that now of what do I want my life to look like, instead of kind of just stepping into these shoes, you know, that are laid out for us, taking kind of back that control, that mindset shift of what is it that I want. And I realized so many of the dreams that I had during this like 15, 20 minute meditation, that all of the dreams I had the word someday associated with it. And at the time, I think I was 20. I don't know. How old am I now? What is time?
I'm like, I don't know how old I am.
I don't know how old. You know, my early to mid 20s. And I had this wake up call of, when is someday? And I couldn't answer that for myself. Is that when I'm retired? Is that when I'm in my 30s? Is that, I really didn't have the answer. It was just this kind of ethereal thought or timeline of someday. And that was such a wake-up call for me, that I realized life is short. And this was actually even before COVID, which is crazy. You know, we were two months before the world flipped upside down.
Yeah.
It's so weird to think about. But I realized that, wow, I don't work for anyone else right now, even though this is really hard and I'm doing it on my own. I feel like I'm spinning my wheels, yet I'm not confined or bound by anyone else's, you know, expectations, timelines, whatever of me anymore, or that's at least where I was wanting to be, not in a corporate sense, I guess, that I could start actually living the life that I wanted right now. And that was when everything changed for me. So that's kind of at least a little bit of a start of, you know, how I got started, and how I will probably talk a little bit about mindset and stuff like that today. That's really the moment that the light bulb just went off for me. And I remember, you know, you had said during that meditation, like, turn your cameras off and get cozy. And I was laying on my couch, and we came back on, and I was just crying. And I, you know, we're both feelers. I love that about us. But especially in front of strangers and in front of, you know, in a business professional setting, I couldn't believe that I couldn't even choke it down. I was just crying and just overwhelmed with excitement and just this kind of awakening.
That's so cool. I'm like getting emotional just like hearing it again, because also I think this is, yeah, not even about that journey, but like you all coming in, you were my first like students of Align Business Academy. I'd been coaching before, but this was like, okay, the first time we're doing it in this bigger way. And to like, I don't know, that was just such a special retreat day. Mm-hmm. I think there was lots of tears, lots of things. Mm-hmm. I'm getting goosebumps right now. There was just like, I think I personally shifted a lot from guiding you all too. It's like, you know, the students sometimes teach the teacher and different things. So it's like you all just went all in, and it's incredible. And I remember, yeah, it's when you do think about your future self, it's something I think I've naturally done. And over the years, I realized like that's one of the, I think my special gifts is like imparting that on other people, because I didn't know that other people didn't do it. And so it's like, oh my gosh, like this is so important to actually like take control and decide where you want to be. And I love that you mentioned the someday, because if we don't actually define when someday is, someday never happens. So
totally.
You really took that and made someday now. And so cool to see. I want to back up just a little bit and talk about when you decided, like, had you already kind of decided that you needed to make a big change and then Align Business kind of like came along, or what kind of made you make that decision? Because I know that was like a big emotional choice as well, like even before retreat
day and everything. Totally. Sorry, I jumped ahead of us. But yeah, I think, you know, I have always been someone who has had a really special place and really like just made mentoring and teachers a priority in my life. I think that's why I would love to coach and be a coach someday. And that's definitely a dream and goal I have, because I look back on my life, on all of the teachers and mentors in my life. Those are really the building blocks of people who made a difference. I grew up in a really small town, and while that comes with pros and cons, an amazing pro was I had amazing one-on-one attention from my teachers who really invested in me and cared in me as a person. So I think that that's something, you know, throughout college, I've just always really gravitated towards. And it's an interesting kind of point when you come out of college, you come out of lifelong learning, and you kind of have this gap. And I really didn't have many people speaking into my life, at least on a personal level. You know, sure, we can watch TED Talks, we can listen to podcasts, we can watch webinars, but I felt that that was a piece that was really missing. And especially as I was, you know, in this really new journey and venture of being a business owner, at the time freelancing, I felt, yeah, that there were just, I felt, like I said before, I was spinning my wheels and I needed some support. So we had met, I think, you know, early January, because I think the Academy started in mid-January. That previous fall, I had actually found a coach online, and we don't need to get into a ton of it, but, you know, it, to be honest, just wasn't the best experience. I felt a little bit swindled, or that the, maybe there weren't, you know, I don't think it was intentional, but there just weren't a ton of actual deliverables that I felt supported in. So I felt a little bit discouraged and frustrated, and kind of like, this was a big investment for me and I don't know where that money went. So it was a frustrating and kind of disappointing time, but I remembered that thought of, okay, why did I want to do this in the first place? And surely there had to be somebody or something out there that was going to work for me. So I think we kind of, I stumbled upon you, you're an Instagram ad. I don't really know, but I think it was kind of the combination that, you know, that need was on my mind, but I wasn't super like, I need a coach today. It was more just, yeah, like, this is something that needs to happen in the future. But because of that kind of negative experience, I wanted to make sure it was going to be the right fit, especially for an investment like that.
Yeah, that's cool that you didn't let that experience deter you from investing in yourself and getting support, because I've heard so many times people are like, well, I tried it and like, that didn't work. And so obviously the whole like getting a coach and mentor is just not for me, period. And so we've worked with so many people who have had like not so awesome experiences with other people. And it's a very, I've had them too. It's like a very normal thing. And I think that's when it comes down to that alignment and your future you, and being like, okay, who is this future version of me and what do they need support with? And then finding something in alignment with that. And it's not always going to be our program. It's not always going to be another program. It doesn't, who knows what that's going to be, but you have that within you to decide that. So I'm excited you followed your heart.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we're all just people and we're all human. And to your point of alignment, something that's going to be aligned for somebody else might not be aligned for you. And that's genuinely fine. You know,
absolutely.
There can be messy situations. We're all people. We're all messy. And it's just, I think, yeah, to your point, it's really remembering what we need at the end of the day and not giving up on that continual thought or thread that is maybe poking in the back of your mind, you know, hey, you need this. It's not ignoring that voice and just maybe finding something that fits better, for sure.
Absolutely. Okay, so you've decided that someday is today. Mm. What was your journey like, you know, really leaning into that? And what shifts did you make to make that all happen?
Whew, so many. It's funny. I mean, I think the framework of the Align Business Academy was really what I needed. I think a tangible and... Kelsey, this is not like, come and sponsor the Align. Sorry if I'm, you can cut this out if we shouldn't say this, but this really isn't, this wasn't like, will you come and tell me how amazing your experience was? Like,
yeah.
This is genuinely just, it was what I needed at the time, you know? So I think a tangible framework of saying, these are the steps we need to take. You know, I went to school, I have a few different degrees and concentrations and studies, and I didn't learn practical, tangible business advice, even in an MBA program, which is really scary and shocking and honestly disappointing, you know?
It's so stupid. Sorry, I'm going to go on a tangent, but just like, what the heck? Like, why don't business degrees actually teach you how to run a business? And like, I didn't get a business degree. I started out in one, but like literally I was just like, here is everything simplified so you can actually run a business that works, because it drives me crazy. I mean, my husband has an MBA, but it like, they teach you ethereal stuff, but like actually like go out into the world and make money for yourself.
Yes.
College doesn't teach you this. Like normal education systems do not teach you how to advocate for yourself, how to build a business, how to learn how to make money and actually thrive in your life. And I kind of am on a weird mission to change that for everybody. So anyway, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's like a hot spot for me. I'm just like, oh my gosh, college, like I even have my master's, but is that helping me make the money that I need to make, like to go live the life and impact the world? No, it's not. It's anyway.
Yeah. And it's, again, it's totally, it's all about alignment. And I think, you know, I am very pro education, and I think the skills that I learned in college were not, you know, these tangible business skills. They're the other skills that, you know, make me a good salesperson, or allow me to connect with other people, or help me problem solve or think deeper. So we're not totally bashing on education.
No, I know.
No, but I'm totally with you. So anyway, sorry, back to your question. I think, you know, it was the tangible framework that was really, you know, helpful to just follow step by step. What are the steps that we actually need to take? And I think on top of that, or even deeper, you know, was a lot of the mindset shifts. I honestly feel like a totally different person than, you know, right now than I was a year and a half ago. I think first of all, that future me component that we already talked about, that was now the lens that I looked at everything through. I kind of put those future you glasses on, and oftentimes you had to remind me, and my accountability coach had to remind me. But you know, what is future me thinking about this decision, or how is that going to impact me? I think on a very tangible way, I really made a mindset shift or mental shift to stop calling myself a freelancer and start calling myself a CEO and a business owner. And even that in itself really gave me a new level of empowerment and control, that I now felt that I was in control of my business instead of the other way around. Instead of my business controlling me and these other agencies and other companies that I was working for, freelancing, truly freelancing, you know, it was just a reversal in that mindset. And I also really encouraged and corrected my friends and my family that, hey, when you introduce me to someone, or when we're talking about my line of work, I'm not a freelancer anymore. It would be really helpful if you could say she owns her own design business. You know, it seems simple and silly and might feel hard or kind of awkward to even help the people around you make that shift. But I just felt that that was a tangible piece that I did want to share that really helped, I think, me step into that power as a business owner.
That's so cool. And I love that you advocated for yourself and actually told the people around you how to make that better. That's really cool. I haven't heard of that really before. So
yeah. And it's not, you know, it's funny. I talk about this with my entrepreneur friends all the time. I think, and you know, now that everyone's working from home and working remote, there our parents or maybe older generations really have no idea what we actually do sometimes. So it's all, you know, well-intentioned. It's not like I was yelling at them, hey, I'm a business owner now,
yeah. But
you know, just helping people around you make those shifts too, the people that you're doing day-to-day life with, to help see you as who you are and want to be.
My husband like still doesn't even really know what I do. He's like, oh, money shows up in our bank account. Great. Like keep doing your stuff.
That's awesome. Exactly. And that's okay. Exactly. It's totally okay. But yeah, so that was a really tangible piece. I kind of wrote down a few little, even just snippets that we can talk about, just steps that I think could be tangible.
I would love that. Well. Yeah, please share.
So,
go for it.
Yeah, we can kind of just go through them. Feel free to stop me. Honestly, COVID, and I know that this isn't, you know, this is not the case for everyone, and I want to be really sensitive when I talk about this, but COVID did allow opportunities for me to end business relationships that weren't working for me. Some were forced in a way of, unfortunately, you know, some businesses that I was doing contract work for or retainer work weren't able to keep me on anymore. And that was actually a blessing in disguise because I was being overworked and underpaid and knew that those relationships weren't really right for me anymore. So it kind of allowed for an easy way to have a mutual breakup in a way. I know that that can be hard, but I think getting really clear on the, you know, offerings that I have and the types of people and businesses and relationships that I want to work with was really huge for me.
Awesome. Yeah, that's huge when you can define that and really make sure that they're working into you doing that future version of you, your business life, all of the things.
Mm-hmm.
So totally. What else? I'm just going to have you go.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we're talking about mindset a lot. I think money mindset has been and still is and probably forever will be something that is really important and crucial for me to continue to work on. You know, I struggle, I think, with scarcity mindset growing up in a very small kind of, you know, rural place. I didn't grow up with a family with a ton of money. I don't have parents who are just, you know, funneling me cash to help live my dreams. And that's okay, obviously. But I had to get really clear on believing in myself, like we're talking about future me. How does future me live my life? If you do the Align Business Academy or go through, you know, any of Kelsey's workshops, we really take a look at those numbers. I had said at the beginning of our call today that I wasn't tracking my income. Like I had this like ignorance is bliss, like don't look at the bank accounts, like everything's going to be fine mentality. And I wasn't aware of what was actually going on in my business. You know, how much am I actually making? How much am I saving? Am I able to save? Really evaluating costs and my costs of business and life. I was afraid. I was afraid because of a scarcity mindset that I wasn't going to have enough, that I just kind of ignored that piece, which is obviously really embarrassing and bad advice. I, you know,
I was there. I did it. Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, we all have our different money stuff, but that mm-hmm. can be one thing where we're just like, I'm going to avoid this because it's scary to look at. And I don't know about you, but every time that like, I've kind of got out of the looking at my numbers and then come mm-hmm. back in, it's like, it hurts and it's scary, but only for like a second. And yes. Then I'm so empowered to be like, oh, here's the actual things based on this data that I can do in my business to make sure that things are just growing and better from here. Because mm-hmm. I know sometimes my personality is I just like think I have enough money for things and I will spend or buy or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then when I look at the numbers, I'm like, oh, those actually weren't great decisions, like based on what is happening. So when I can look at the numbers, I always like, it's crazy how much things grow because then I'm making decisions that are actually mm-hmm. in alignment with what the financial picture is saying. So
exactly. Yeah. 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 So it was like, okay, we're now going to start paying attention and tracking money and finances. And that led, you know, all of these things kind of just snowball and lead into the next, right? You can't really mm-hmm. have one piece without the other, or at least that's kind of how it was for me on this journey. So that really started getting me thinking, well, I know that I'm not really making what I want to be making right now with the contracts and work that I have. I was definitely working hourly, very low hourly rates. And I was working a lot, way more than I should have. And it honestly, that season of my life was very isolating. I look back and love myself for investing in myself and like putting my head down and doing the work and putting the time in. But it was a really challenging season because I was working nonstop and I wasn't doing things that were good and healthy for me. So kind of shining a light on these things really helped me say, okay, so if this is future me and what I want, how do we get there? How do we connect the dots? Mm-hmm. So that meant raising my prices, which was also really scary. It's scary to have to put a number, a value on what, you know, that future you is worth in terms of your work, right? So yeah. That was really the next step of raising my prices, figuring out the right ideal clients that I wanted to work with. And then, you know, as I just mentioned, I was working too much. So what does that really actually look like? Again, instead of ignoring the bank account, instead of ignoring the calendar, what does it actually look like to have an aligned and balanced life? I read something recently that you said, I think it was in an email, that we believe at Pine Gate Road in an aligned life over hustle. And that is just 100% what I needed and wanted, you know, finally being able to give myself the space that I can plan, I can schedule, I can still work really hard. There are still going to be days that I might need to work more than others, but I can take time off. It's the work will still be there tomorrow. And if I'm being paid more, I can actually work less.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that was a huge shift for me. And you know, I think I was starting to realize through these little steps, actually really big steps, but little day-to-day steps, that when I am actually my best self in all of these different buckets and areas of life, I'm actually my best CEO and business owner. So that's, of course,
it's all intertwined.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And then I think, yeah, these are just kind of the notes I took. I think the last thing that I have to credit to you as well is, or just, you know, these things are already in us, right? That's why we hire a coach. Like mm-hmm. I'm not sitting here saying Kelsey made me all of these things, you know,
I
know that it's me and that it's in me. But you were able to help see that in me and help pull these things out of me and encourage me in the spaces that were really hard for me. And one of those areas, again, kind of along with the money mindset that is still a work in progress, is showing up for myself, showing up for my clients, and showing up again for future me. I sound mm-hmm. like a broken record, but whatever that looks like, showing up every day, whether that's putting myself out there on social media, whether that's sitting down and doing the work that maybe I don't want to do that day. Maybe it's actually showing up as a friend, putting work away and saying, yeah, I'm taking the weekend off and I'm going to go be a good friend. I'm going to go be a good sister. I'm going to be a good girlfriend this weekend, you know? So just showing up for myself and the other people in my life, that I think was kind of the thing that sealed all of it together.
I love that. It's like the showing up is almost like being intentional with how you're mm-hmm. spending your time. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard it worded that way. I really like that. And it's just like choosing like mm-hmm. what is best for your future self in every moment that you exactly. can. We're not perfect.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, I really, really like that. And it's, yeah, sometimes I have the like overwork mentality. So mm-hmm. it's nice when I can just be like, I'm not picking up my phone this weekend. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fine.
Exactly.
Like, it can exactly. go be. So
yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's hard because, oh, go ahead. Yeah.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say. Yeah. You know, I think there's so much shame sometimes built around that too. It's almost like the cycle of like, you overwork yourself, you're trying to accomplish these things, but then you start feeling bad because things are out of alignment. And maybe you were short with your mom on the phone because you're stressed about work or whatever that looks like. You know, it just kind of feels sometimes, I think, like a cycle. And then it sometimes becomes shame. And I think that that's based even culturally, if I can say, you know, the hustle culture that we live in. So it's very hard. This isn't an easy thing to do to break kind of those cycles, not only within yourself, but that we're surrounded by all the time. So it is hard and it takes time.
It is a lifelong journey. This does not happen with the flip of a switch. And it is a constant mm-hmm. something that you're looking at and reevaluating mm-hmm. and making sure that you're in alignment at all those moments. And again, it's mm-hmm. not perfect, but I think that's something I'm always looking at and saying, what does aligned feel like for me? Mm-hmm. And adjusting work, adjusting social life does not exist right now, but mm-hmm. adjusting all of those things. So, mm-hmm. I love that you shared that. Those are mm-hmm. great shifts. And I think that sometimes the mindset stuff can be very like, change your mindset. Like, do right. the positive thinking. And so I love that you made those very tangible. So mm-hmm. thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And then lastly, I would love to chat like, okay, so you made those shifts. You very quickly like hit 10K months, like not mm-hmm. every single month consistently, sure. but in general, you're like, mm-hmm. that is your life. mm-hmm. And now you are also, you're like living nomadically.
Yeah.
Which is so cool. So I'd love yeah. to just talk about like, okay, you made these shifts, like obviously mm-hmm. ups and downs along the way, but like, mm-hmm. let's talk about your life now. And like, what is your reality?
Yeah. It's crazy. Like I said, I mean, our world has changed so much we're speaking post COVID or, you know, still during COVID life. So it's hard to sometimes remove that piece because we are living yeah. in such a unique time. But I think, you know, really this was all a setup for me, you know, even before COVID happened and while COVID was happening. I know so many of us, or I know it still is happening. So I know we're still in it, but you know, the thick of really the beginning of when everything started. So I really think that this kind of was a great setup for me to start building that life as everyone was forced to slow down and everyone was really forced to kind of evaluate where we were at. I think I was already doing some of that work ahead of time before COVID hit. So that kind of is just a small piece that, you know, it was, I think, made possible a little bit more just because we all really were evaluating and reflecting our lives and still are. But so yeah, you had mentioned I am living nomadically right now, which is crazy and so fun. I am currently in Florida. Normally I take my calls outside, which is awesome, but you know, we got to have good sound today. uh-huh. But yeah, so I am from upstate New York. I've lived most of my life there. I have loved to travel. That has always been a dream of mine. And in that future you meditation from our first day that I talked about where I got so emotional, I envisioned myself in Europe. I really did. I know that that's where I was. I can't speak on like total tangibles, but I know that that's where I was. I know that that was part of my dream life. And I also just want to say as kind of a side note, it's so important to remember that our definition of our dream life is our own. I just want to like remind all of our listeners and friends of that there's absolutely no like shame or I don't know, just feelings surrounding what your dream is for your life. I know that my dream life is so different than many, you know, even my best and closest friends, and that's okay. So I just want to yes. say, if your dream life isn't to live nomadically and travel to Europe, even though it sounds fun and glamorous and whatever, like, that's okay. You need to live your dream life. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say that it is your dream, right?
Yes.
So for me though, I realized that travel and life experiences are really how I envision kind of my dream life in the future on that retreat day. So instead of, you know, that someday, removing that someday term, I started to ask myself, when is someday? What does that look like? I was living in upstate snowy, cold New York. I wasn't really loving where I was at, and started asking myself, how do we make these changes to step towards that? And that's overwhelming and scary and hard. And like I said, the pandemic kind of, I think, pushed us in that direction because we really were forced to, you know, go online, everyone for such a period of time and still kind of are. Mm-hmm. So I honestly just took the plunge. I started saving those tangible steps that I mentioned before, really decided that my dream life looks like traveling, at least for right now. That might not be forever, but for right now, that's what I want. So how am I going to go get this? So really, and in the middle of a global pandemic,
I know you're like, cannot travel.
Exactly. So I think, you know, again, in a way, this pandemic has really highlighted the areas, it's shown us what we really want and need out of life. I had a really big wake-up call of my dream life is to travel and see the world and have all these experiences. And in the blink of an eye, the American passport cannot get me anywhere, mm-hmm. not even Canada, which I was living 10 minutes from, literally across the border in upstate New York. So it just really, you know, put things into perspective of life. And I don't want to sound like a fortune cookie, but, you know, that this life is short and I wanted to start living, you know, for myself. And that I think also can sometimes feel selfish. And I think that we need to step out of that and say, really, really ask ourselves, is this selfish? And even maybe is being a little bit selfish okay? What is that definition? You know, mm-hmm. what do we actually want? I don't think that that's selfish at all, you know?
No, so I had a whole, you know, like people pick the words of the year. Mm. I had a whole selfish year. Like, it was probably like 8 years ago, but I was like, I am going to do things that are selfish, grow myself, like kind of like live in my own alignment, mm-hmm. but I called it selfish to almost be able to reframe that word, because I think that selfish, like, obviously, like, there's that line of like mm-hmm. being mean to other people. And of course, I do think sometimes we're so prepped, especially as women in society mm-hmm. in America, to like give and pour from our like very empty cup. And I think that in order to really live our best lives, like, we need to fill ourselves up first so that we can give from our overflowing, expanding abundance. And so I think that kind of building our businesses is my way of being able mm-hmm. to have the abundance in income and impact and energy so that like more can flow from my overflowing cup. And I do believe business is a great way to do that. So mm-hmm. that's kind of like why I do that, but it seems selfish. I'm like, I set a lot of selfish-ish seeming boundaries in my life, but it's so that this can all overflow and be the best for everyone experiencing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So taking those pieces and realizing, okay, I can't really travel overseas right now where I want to be. How can I still live a life that even just makes me happy, right? that I love that, reclaiming the word selfish. So I actually ended up, when the pandemic hit last year, I was in Florida on vacation. I was supposed to be here for 8 days, literally with 8 days worth of clothing. I brought my laptop, which I actually remember when I was packing for the trip, like, you know what, maybe I just need to leave my computer at home. Like, this would be such a great like rest and break for me. And I do think that there are times that that works. However, I was like, you know what, I'm going to be on the plane. Even if I want to watch a movie or something, I'm just going to bring it, you know?
Yeah.
Thank God I did. Because I ended up here March 9th through 16th in 2020. And that is when everything shut down. I wasn't able to travel back to New York. I was super grateful and just honestly lucky to be in a situation where I was in an Airbnb that I was able to stay in. And that honestly just propelled this nomadic journey. It really eliminated, or I guess really just shone a light on the life that I could have if I was willing to just kind of trust myself and trust mm-hmm. that next step. And in a way, kind of just say, we're just going to take this one day at a time. That was really all we could do as a collective society in this really scary, crazy time. But totally. It really allowed me to do that and step back and say, how can I, you know, do this when we can't plan for anything? How do we live for now in a way mm-hmm. that is meaningful and aligned and all the amazing things you just said? So that really, so that propelled this nomadic journey. And now as things are starting to open up again, I'm actually back in Florida. I left New York. I got rid of my apartment. I sold most of my things. My dad has a few of my things in storage, which I'm super grateful for. nice use of the empty nester house. And so now we're really just kind of taking it day by day, a month or two at a time. And just spending time doing the things that I love where I want to be. And right now that's, I'm back in Florida. I spend my weekends on the beach and it's been, just a really good practice to continue those mindful steps of, again, all the things we talked about.
So cool. I'm living vicariously through all of your beach photos and Instagrams. I'm like, Alyssa living her best life.
I know. Well, I remember last year I was, you know, in the thick of same the thing, academy. Yeah. And you were like, are you still there? I was just like, hey guys, I'm still here.
You'd be like zooming with like the palm trees. And it's great. Yeah. Exactly. Awesome. All right. So, okay. We are at about time here. Cool. So do you have any kind of like parting words of advice that you want to share before we wrap up?
I feel like I've been, a fortune cookie this whole time.
You have a wonderful fortune cookie.
I think, the biggest thing that I have really taken away from my time with the Aligned Business Academy and just as I'm stepping into a future me is I've really been able to look at myself in a way that I don't think I have before. Again, those things we talked about being selfish or just really taking a step back and asking yourself what you really want. Not what your mom wants for you, not what our maybe culture or society, especially as women, tell us that we want, or our boss in our corporate jobs. I think we need to get back as women, as entrepreneurs, as creatives, to asking what it is that we want. So I just would really encourage you to do that. And you can do that in really small steps. That's something that I'm really, really working on. Even in the smallest ways of what would make it fun or special for me to have for dinner this weekend? Like silly little things that can really just help you build that practice of looking at just life in a different way instead of, I always have this grilled chicken sandwich on this night because it's easy. Maybe just take a step back out of that and say, what would be fun? What would be special? What would help me become more aligned so that I can ask myself what it is that I really actually want.
I love that. It's making me it's just simple little things. But the other day we do steaks, like it's Todd's favorite food, just very meat and potatoes guy. And so we have steaks almost every week, but I like get bored of them. I know this is like a weird thing to me. I'm like,
no,
like steak again. And so I was like, what would be so fun? And so I made, I got all the ingredients to make béarnaise sauce. And like, I was like, I am a French chef tonight. And I made a béarnaise sauce to go over our steak and got some like crab. Fun. And I was like, this is the best. And it just like made the whole experience so much more fun. So
that's
I love
that. amazing. Just such like, it's so simple and it even just kind of feels silly, but just, I think, we just get so used to our day to day and our own mindsets that we get stuck in that even just something as simple as like changing a recipe or ordering something you normally wouldn't do can really just start to build those building blocks, like you said.
Mm-hmm. I love it. All right. Aww. Alyssa, where can people find you on the internet?
Yeah, I am at Liss House everywhere. My name is crazy long, which you will see if you see my full name. So Liss House, LyssHouse.com. That's my website, as well as my Instagram. I love hanging out on Instagram. Kelsey has definitely helped me feel more comfortable doing that. And if you DM me, I promise it's always me. And I would just love to even just say, hey, I need friends. We all need friends in this digital world. I do. Come be my friend. But our digital world, let's be friends.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Alyssa, for sharing all of this. It's like, I just love chatting with you, being with you, and hearing all of this and your takeaways. So I really appreciate you sharing today.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for spending time with me today. If you've enjoyed the show, please take a few seconds right now to leave a rating and review on iTunes. It's so simple and helps us so much. This is incredibly helpful for getting the show into more ears so that we can make even more impact. I'm sending you so much love. I hope you have an amazing week. You've got this.